Visiting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale, we've got two reports that have come out today, the acreage report and the grain stocks quarterly report. So give us an update so far.
You know, as far as the quarterly grain stocks, this is an update of what's left over for old crop as of June 1. So for corn and beans, after three quarters of usage, and for wheat, this does wrap up the old crop marketing year. On the corn side, USDA found 4.3 billion bushels of corn left over as of June 1. That was right on the trade expectation. So no surprise for corn stocks. Soybeans, same story, 971 million bushels left over, right next to the average trade guess. And for wheat, which does wrap up the old crop marketing year, 660 million bushels were found, just over the trade expectation, 655. So as far as the physical amount of what's left over for old crop, no surprises. We did see some changes on, or some surprises for the acreage report. As far as corn acres, that was revised about 400,000 higher than the March initial survey, so 89.9 million. And that actually was expected, so no surprise for corn acreage. Soybean acreage did have a good drop, 2.6 million, now at 88.3. So a little surprising and supportive news. The questions for us were really about wheat and cotton. For wheat, we did see USDA revise yet again this winter wheat planting number from last fall. That was lower, just over 200,000 acres. The big surprise for us was spring. Instead of dropping 400,000 acres due to those late plantings, USDA only dropped 90,000 acres out of that other spring wheat picture. So as far as wheat, a few arguments there. Cotton numbers on today's report, we did see them go from 12.2 million back in March, now 12.5. So a little larger than expected cotton numbers. And I got to point out the cotton market did have a good rebound by today's close, though.
So why do you think the 22-23 wheat acreage was a surprise?
You know, the discussion for us was maybe a small increase for winter wheat and a good decrease for spring. In this case, we actually saw a 200,000 acre decrease for winter wheat. And, you know, this is our third time getting a survey for this long planted winter wheat discussion, which is now in harvest. For spring wheat, instead of a 400,000 acre decline, the fact it was only 90,000 acres, that does give us a little something to talk about.
What do you think these numbers are going to do for the July WASD?
So we have two things on this report. So number one, of course, old crop changes and then new crop changes. From the grain stocks reports for corn, soybeans, and wheat, we're not going to see any major changes just from today's numbers. They're all within relative expectations. For the new crop picture, this does change things just a little bit. It adds a little more supply to the corn ad. You know, we picked up 400,000 acres. For soybeans, this does tighten the supply picture a bit. Instead of talking 300,000 stocks and therefore November soybean price of $12 or $12.40, now we're talking maybe stock numbers on new crop getting just under 200 million bushels. And heck, that in that case, that supports pricing really anywhere from $13.50 to $14.50. So it stabilizes the potential downside for soybeans. Now, as far as for wheat goes, like you said, we'll see some minor changes for the old crop side. For new crop, this is going to be challenging to a lot of people because they also gave us planting and also harvested. And if you plug in their harvested number, which was higher than the June WASD, we're going to see an increase for production on this wheat report, on this WASD report next month.
Since this acreage report only comes out once a year, how do you feel like you've done this a long time, obviously, with all the volatility that we've been seeing and all the issues that we've been facing in the world, how does this kind of compare to the previous reports that you've seen in years past?
You know, for the most part, generally there's a set trend. USDA usually increases corn acres. They're kind of mixed on the soybean acre side, and they certainly are usually mixed on the wheat side. One thing which does stand out among other June acreage reports is, especially on that spring wheat, especially in those years where there are late plantings in the northern plains, usually USDA is cutting 400,000 to 800,000 acres off. And certainly today's 90,000 acre decline, this is definitely a bit more reserving.
Well, so taking this all into account, any other surprises you do think we'll see in the July WASD?
You know, as far as surprises up ahead past these numbers, I do think we'll see some minor changes here for New crop corn exports. I'm still concerned about the recent Brazil-China import deal. So corn is going to see higher production and maybe also lower demand. So makes it a little more bearish. Soybean side, we will see production decline because this was a 2.6 million acre hit there. So this will tighten the old crop balance sheet up a little bit for soybeans. Still gives us a little downside, but limits the amount of downside. You know, for this wheat story for next month, this will be a higher production number posted, despite the fact a lot of us would argue with this. So for corn and wheat, we should see higher stock numbers.
All right. Allendale's Rich Nelson, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you.